This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. She's a familiar and very welcome figure to concertgoers in New Mexico. For 10 years, Kim Fredenberg was violist with the New Mexico Symphony. She's currently assistant principal violist with the New Mexico Philharmonic, in addition to serving as associate professor of viola at UNM. Next Saturday night, February 22nd, when the NM Phil returns to Pope Joy Hall in Albuquerque, Kim Fredenberg will be the soloist for William Walton's 1929 Viola Concerto. And Kim is with us this morning for a preview. Kim, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer. I'm glad to be here.
It's so great to meet you. Thanks for coming in. First of all, there are not a lot of viola concertos. Maybe one of the reasons for that is the quality of the sound of the viola?
Well, the viola is a middle voice in the string family and therefore has a disadvantage in projection because you have two sections of violins most likely playing notes that are higher than you. And then you even have maybe a cello in your range or a little below that has a bigger sounding box and can possibly drown you out, shall we say. So the composer has the job of scoring the music to give the viola a chance to really be heard, and that is a unique job for that composer, and not every composer was going to take that on. There's many great composers that didn't write any solo pieces for viola, so we're very thankful when we have a beautiful lyric piece like the Walton Concerto to bring out and show ourselves off.
And obviously William Walton was up to the challenge because he did this very well.
Yes, he uses the entire range of the viola, all the technique you'd expect of a violin concerto, and then he's very careful with the orchestration. He gives the orchestra's big 2D moments to really explore that sound, but then when the viola is playing, he's careful to keep the orchestration to a smaller number so that we can play almost chamber music during those moments.
For people who know William Walton's music, maybe from later in his career when he was writing in the 40s and 50s, they know it's very stately, very serene, very lovely. This is an early work, but it also has those qualities.
Yes, it has beautiful soaring melodies. In fact, the opening melody, which you hear again, well, it closes the whole piece as well, is just songwriting. I mean, it's beautiful. You could imagine it almost being an aria. Yet within the body of the work, you have a lot of motoric rhythms, you have jazzy rhythms, but I would say there's more lyric singing writing in this piece than more jagged music that you might be familiar with from
it. And you have a long history with this piece.
Yes, I first started working on this piece when I was a teenager, and my teacher didn't give it to me, I just brought it in, because I'd heard it performed in a young artist competition in New York, and I was very taken with the piece. Then over the years, I've taught it to many students. They need pieces for their college auditions or professional auditions, and so I've worked through the piece with students, and I have just really wished someday I could play with orchestra after this long association with it. I performed it with piano and recital when I was in college. So that was a long time ago. And this will be a great experience for me to get to hear the entire work and be part of it.
I know that soloists don't frequently get the opportunity to step forward and address the audience before you play. But if you did, what might that be?
Well, it's a little self-serving, but I would tell them that when they hear the opening theme come back at the end, that even though it ends really quietly, I want them to applaud a lot.
Great answer.
Often, maybe that's another reason the Walton is not performed that much, is unlike the Bartok that ends with exciting, just driven race to the finish as fast as you can play with loud, almost call and response between the orchestra and the viola, the Walton kind of evaporates at the end. I mean, it's really beautiful, and it's the really poignant melody in the way he brings it back in a slower tempo. But it's almost like you just succumb to that repose, and it's going to be maybe a little hard for people to get energized afterwards.
I'm sure they will have no problem. Kim Fredenberg is the soloist on William Walton's Viola Concerto from 1929, when the New Mexico Philharmonic performs at Pope Joy Hall in Albuquerque next Saturday night, February 22nd, at 6 p.m. Philip Mann conducts the concert, which also features Dvorak's Eighth Symphony. Go to unmtickets.com or call 925-5858. Kim, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.